There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper, pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You just basically said you people that are not vaccinating your children, you've turned your children into ticking biological time bombs, and now we have to act. This is basically how they said the Jews, the scourge of the world, we've got to take them out. We've got to take out the gypsies, we've got to take out the gays. Now we've got to take out the people who aren't vaccinating. Under the guise that they are unclean.
Hell-hating Jew? What was that? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you know, how ironic. How ironic, right? The intro that we come in with today has some great stuff from Jon Stewart in it.
Yeah, including, we're all going to die, right? The panic.
Right.
He makes fun of that usually. Right. What, you know, why didn't he make fun of, you know, the measles outbreak? We're all going to die, realizing that zero have died in the last 10 years from measles. There's a real cognitive dissonance in the mainstream media, and of course at the level of Comedy Central show, The Daily Show, called Jon Stewart.
Robert,
and I like Jon Stewart.
You know what? Yeah. He's like, you know, and people will make fun of me this way, but yeah, you know what? I get a lot of my news and stuff from Comedy Central, from Jon Stewart, you know, from Stephen Colbert. You know, it's. I love the guy. I always have. I don't agree with him on everything, but he's extremely entertaining, and he's very intelligent, but he's not always right.
Could it be that he isn't right on this issue? Listen, yesterday, I was very emotional on the show yesterday. Yesterday, we opened the show with a phone call from a woman, a mom, who was scared. She called, and she's like, I just, you know, was watching Bill O'Reilly. I saw Megyn Kelly on Fox News. And they were calling for Big Brother to force me to get vaccinated or to vaccinate my children. I don't want to vaccinate my children. I have an injured child. And she was, you know, it hit me. It is like, oh my gosh, there's a form of subtle yet growing call for medical tyranny. The outright violation of the protection of individual liberty, which, is, you know, am I unreasonable to say that was the foundation of this organic American republic? And so it was one thing after another. We were covering all of these media outlets, mainstream media. Anti-vaxxer suddenly is the word of the day, of the week, of the month, of the year. Anti-vaxxers. They'll probably make Time Magazine, word of the year. Anti-vaxxers, right? Word that never existed. Anti-vaxxers. Suddenly focus grouped into existence to vilify a very small group of people. Maybe 1% of all Americans, particularly. 1%. Now they're vilified, anti-vaxxers. And it just kept building and building. And then we had an audio clip from Jon Stewart on The Daily Show yesterday, where I heard him speaking, and I was like, oh my gosh, I just had a flash of what was happening. And I was very upset, because I began to see history repeating itself. And it's an interesting thing about history. If you don't know it, you will repeat it, because human nature goes down the same rabbit hole so many times and comes up and doesn't learn anything and goes right back in it. And I saw this happening again. I said, John Stewart should know better. I mean, he's of Jewish heritage descent, as am I. My mother is from Israel. Dad, Brooklyn. Come on, I love Neil Diamond. What more do you want? And suddenly he's calling out this 1% of people. He was making fun of the lefty liberals of Marin County, because he could say, I can make fun of them because I'm a lefty liberal, although he's from New York, right? But what he said sent chills, not the good kind, through me. Do we have that clip from yesterday, Super Don? Which one is that? Because I want to refresh everybody's memory so they understand. Because now, since what I said yesterday, when I talked about his tactics, the media picked it up, and, of course, we published it at Epoch Times, Jerry Doyle's place, and there's a ruckus in the media.
You're talking about the John Stewart clip?
Yeah. I mean, I want to get to that, but maybe I should play the O'Reilly Kelly clip since I mentioned it, because if you didn't hear it, I mean, it's really shocking.
That's clip number 6.
Okay, Fox News. Fox News, they're big government, little government, right? Conservatives, we don't want government interfering in your lives, or do we, Megyn Kelly and Bill O'Reilly?
Right, but if you have been vaccinated, you shouldn't panic because you're not going to.
You could get it, but you would get a milder form,
much
is what
more.
They say.
Yeah, it's just almost like a cold.
Mm-hmm.
But the 10% can't go to school unless you get vaccinated. It's
more and
easy.
More. This is going to be a big issue for these politicians going forward It's about Big Brother. But on the other hand, some things do require some involvement of Big Brother.
Some things do.
Wow,
dumb
they both agree.
Do.
Some
I love do. The end of that. Dumb things do.
Dumb things do. I know. He's trying to say some things do, but dumb things do. So that kind of set the stage. I was like, holy crap. This is where left and right are aligned against a minority, the smallest of minorities, the one percenters. And the one percenters are not the 1% that own the world. They're the 1% going, please, don't medically violate my rights. Don't use the force of government to violently pierce my skin or my baby's skin with the stuff that you say is safe. I disagree. Could be for religious reasons, philosophical, medical, whatever it is. And none of those 1%ers are saying, ban vaccines! Maybe you could find one. But, I mean, really, can they petition the government? Absolutely not. The government is all in favor. In fact, they have dissolved all liability. Even if a vaccine kills you, you can't sue the manufacturer. And it has happened. So what was it that set us off? We sort of played it at the front this hour. John Stewart, talking about measles, and I think we need to go back to it just to refresh our memory.
Look, California, if your crazy wellness ideas only affected you, I'd be fine with that. Have all the fair trade organic espresso enemas you want. That's just something between you and what I assume is your incredibly awake and raring to go rectum. But your choice puts other people in jeopardy.
Right? Your choice puts other people in jeopardy. That statement right there begins the scapegoating process. Now, I said this was a Nazi-like tactic. I did Super Don, I did not call him a Nazi.
Well, no. Listen. Yeah. If he did something really good and you said, you know what, that was a very saint-like act.
Am I saying that he's Jesus Christ just because he's Jewish? No. Right, exactly. That's one of the points here we want to make. I did not call him a Nazi. I said he was using Nazi-like tactics, and I was calling him out from one tribe member to another. You should know better. Now, does this mean I really meant John Stewart was for rounding up people and putting them to concentration camps tomorrow? No, of course. I was exaggerating for an effect, but what I saw was that future when it would happen. Because even in Nazi Germany, and of course, let's face it, in America, that's the ultimate fascist example we have. There are other places you'll talk Pol Pot, or, just name your fascist dictator. But in this case, we talk Nazi Germany, the impact on not only the Jews, but many others. Horrific, okay? And now suddenly you begin to scapegoat the Jews for what was happening in Germany at the time, the horrible economy, which wasn't the Jews' fault, for instance. But it didn't matter. We began to say, well, they're in banking. Oh, so they're the guy. And over how many years did it come that suddenly the public in Germany was willing to say, yep, those are the bad guys. Those are even people. We need to put Stars of David on them. The gay people needed to, the gypsies needed to, the communists, the trade unionists, right? The first they came for the trade union, communists, gypsies, gay. I didn't speak up. Why? I didn't speak up. Now they're coming for me, and there's no one left to speak for me. I bring that up because it is not about the pro-vaccinators, right? We are pro-choice. We would support your freedom, defend your freedom if you believe it's the right way to go for your kids, but you would violate our rights. Even worse now, you begin to scapegoat, alienate, foment hatred of people who believe differently than you, because your religion is science. And I dispute your science because facts change. Whether you use the example of the Catholic Church at one point or saying the earth is round. No, they didn't. They said it's flat. Those who said it was round were called heretics until it became self-evident. It was not so flat. And we have a situation here where not just me, thousands of others, even doctors, medical professionals, PhDs, but not the majority, granted. But I don't live my life by consensus, do you? I am not a collectivist ideologue. I am not a collectivist about the immune system. I am more impassioned to help specific immunity than this broad herd-based immunity, which is ill-conceived. I understand the concept. You can give me the math, but I'm telling you that you vaccinate everybody, then everybody is equally sick, some more sick than others, but you have nobody to compare to. When I see healthy kids, they're largely the kids that who were not vaccinated or who were the least vaccinated. And I've been doing this for 25 years now. Other doctors I've talked to over the years, now, is it peer-reviewed public? No, that's not what I'm talking about here. But I don't operate in that religious view that only that validates reality. There are people that are hurting. There are families that have lost their children. There are teenagers being paralyzed and killed by certain vaccines, HPV. We've shown with the peer-reviewed literature that HPV doesn't even cause cancer, but it doesn't matter. Sign up, get the vaccine, and if you don't want, we're coming for you. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But they didn't come for the Jews the first time they started saying the Jews were the problem here in Germany. They're the cause of all our woe and suffering. How long did it take? That, my friends, is my point. That, John Stewart lovers and defenders, is my point. And John Stewart should know better. Historically, it doesn't happen overnight. But if you start pointing the finger like invasion of the body snatchers, you want to take over their body because you think you know better, you think government knows better, until one day you find out, oh my gosh, the science was wrong. And how often does that happen? The things you thought were valid and true and factual and science, it's been reversed. How many times have I been proven correct by the scientists 15, 20 years later? I've been saying it. Oh, no, he's that crackpot homeopath. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't have a high-level degree, right? An MD-ity. No. I believe more in the individual. The capacity of the individual to defend him or herself with smart choices that you can make. And you cannot argue that you must poison the whole world or poison my kids so that you feel better about your kids' chances of not getting sick, despite the fact that what they've been injected with has made them sicker. But you don't understand that definition yet. Yet. We got more to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick around. 866-939-BELL.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Whenever the mainstream legacy media, the pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media basically parrots the same story over and over and yells it out and shouts it out and says it about the same thing everywhere. There's an agenda afoot. Follow the money, right? And this happens over and over again. The measles issue is the same thing. Overblown. You can't even overstate how overblown it is. How many cases? Over 100 cases now in a nation of 320 million people. Zero deaths, as we say. We've referred to the history of measles, the death rate spiraling downward through the 20th century, before the vaccine even came on the scene. People really weren't dying of measles. And, of course, we acknowledge that if they do, there are other complications. Often those complications are caused by the very doctors in an attempt to suppress the expression of the disease. This is the thing. This is where the twain never meet, because we've got a paradigm that, I hesitate to say it competes because it doesn't. We've got a medical monopoly. There's no competition for healing. I mention history, being a student of history. And I'm not saying John Stewart is dumb. I'm just saying he should have known better. Because what he was doing is precipitating hatred, isolation, vilification, scapegoating, and eventually the things that come from it. As we begin to blame the people who have suffered so much already because of vaccine injury. Yes, it exists. Look it up. Look up the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. $3 billion, taxpayer dollars, have already been paid out. And that doesn't include all the ones that didn't get payouts. You can never be made whole again when your child is injured or killed, much less the adults that are suing in that court, not the drug industry or vaccine industry, for injury from flu shots, which is now surpassing all the other shots. So Mike Adams, our good buddy, the health ranger, naturalnews.com. We've got a link to this new article. Evidence emerges that measles outbreaks are deliberately encouraged by Big Pharma to ignite vaccine hysteria. That would never happen. We've never seen that happen before with swine flu, with avian flu. Oh, it's going to be like the 1918 Spanish influenza. And we have doctors, medical doctors quoted saying, vaccines work. 1918 Spanish influenza, vaccines work.
What kind of non sequitur is that? There was no vaccine there. In fact, we've covered stories about people back then going to allopathic physicians, medical doctors of that day, being given aspirin and dying. Yet the entire history, the whole entire medical history has been, half of it at least, erased and rewritten, written right over it. And I brought this up with some PhD eggheads the other day, trying to convince me about the validity of herd immunity. And I get it. I know what the herd immunity, I know what they're claiming it is. If you vaccine everybody or enough of everybody, you're not going to have the expression, the outbreak. They can say the outbreak. I'm going to say the expression. Because you've got this artificial immunity induced. Somehow you've given a little bit of that disease. It's almost a homeopathic principle, except theirs is violent. And it includes measurable stuff. And they criticize me as a homeopath. Go, no, you use nothing. Nothing. You can't see it, can you? Stick your finger in a light socket and feel the energy. Okay? Don't really. No, I'm not encouraging you to do that.
disclaimer there.
Right, because, you know, they said I called him a Nazi. Now they're going to say, I said everybody should stick their finger in a light socket.
My finger. Yeah.
Yeah, RSBs again. You know, come on. Really? they've erased history. And I brought up divided legacy. The first thing they say, history is not important. It's only facts that we can find in double-blind placebo-controlled studies, which they haven't conducted on safety and efficacy of vaccines. Herd immunity was not identified, coined, or validated through peer-reviewed studies. Validated double-blind. They don't do them. How do they claim the vaccine then prevents disease? Because they claim they don't see it. But they don't acknowledge deeper-level chronic diseases associated with the injection of toxic medicaments, even at low levels. Why? Because they don't look for them. They don't do the studies. They're all told they don't exist. So why look? You know, we already know it doesn't exist, right? Have you heard it? Vaccines, the science is settled. The science is settled. The science is settled. We didn't have as much science that we have it now. By pundits in the mainstream media who are willing to let Big Brother round you up and either inject you or just keep you quarantined because you're a walking, as I said, biological time bomb. Your kid who has not been vaccinated despite the fact that they're being scapegoated because of the very failure of the vaccines that they want to push on you and me. You want one? I would never stand in your way. It's your freedom. We don't. You want to use the force of government to violently, violently overthrow our sovereignty, our individuality, our spiritual individuality, to say no. We don't believe what you believe in. Call us scientific heretics. Don't care. But you care because you're operating in fear. Fear of a disease that is not going to kill your kid if he's basically healthy or if he goes to see a homeopath. By the way, look at the history of naturopathy, homeopathy, redivided legacy. You'll see people weren't dying so much going to the homeopaths. But you don't want to acknowledge that exists because that might disrupt your religious belief in sci-fiantism. That's right. We'll be back with Donna Gates.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy.
until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're looking forward to having Donna Gates on shortly. We got a big Healthy Gut Summit online. We've got a number of other events that are actually coming up here. All over the country. We got more being added all the time, so sign up at robertscottbell.com. And let's see. Oh, also, yesterday was so cool. We had Elvin call in suddenly from Hemp Meds, our friends at Hemp Meds, and they added a nice little bonus for everybody as far as a special deal. Hemp Meds, you get 20% off today and tomorrow if you call 866-273-8502, 866-273-8502. But if you ask for Renee or Trina, they'll give you even more off. How cool is that? So check that out. Our good friends at Hemp Meds. Of course, Doc Newsom, Dr. Daniel Newsom. We'll get him back on soon as well. Talking fulvic acid, super earth energy, digestive detox, and the Inflammagon. And wonderful products. I do take them myself. And he's at drnuzum.com. There's a link. Just click the banner at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And isn't it interesting, all of the talk about me calling
Well, at least that Jewish schmoozer site was saying that I called him a Nazi when I clearly did not.
No.
And I took the pains to spend the first half hour of the second hour of this show to explain what was going on yesterday that prompted that comparison. And I did not call him a Nazi, even though he was dressing as one in the picture over at Epic Times. But that was for comedy, I realized. No. But the point is, the part that was not comedic to me was the scapegoating of the 1%, really. Oh, well, it happened to be more than 1% in Marin. So he was upset with his fellow lefties because they're science deniers. And that was the other fact. I forgot about that already. Remember he said that, science deniers?
Mm-hmm.
That is horrifically offensive. Now, if you can offend me, it's true. But I don't mind that you offend me because I don't think you have the right not to be offended. I don't have the right not to be offended, in other words.
Hey, listen, if you're listening to talk radio, then you're in the wrong arena to not be offended at one point or another.
Right. But the fact of the matter is these people are resorting to name-calling us. They've coined a phrase, anti-vaxxer, which isn't true. We're pro-immunity, pro-choice. And they're calling us science deniers, which is what? Why do they do that? Focus group? Oh, denier, denialism. Horrible. You're a Holocaust denier, right? Again, hearkening back to the Holocaust, people who have questions about the veracity of those reports. And suddenly now you're in that mess. And even John Stewart did a whole piece when he was questioning Israel's offensive. Suddenly, you know, they were all yelling at him, self-hating Jew, right? Because you couldn't bring up, if you're Jewish, well, maybe the foreign policy is not ideal, right? And so anytime there's a, you can't speak about this scenario, as it is with vaccines, challenge the science, question the science. No, it's solid, it's done, it's, anybody who says the science is settled, I'm sorry, you're not a scientist. Because how much more times do you have to see science changes, right? Low fat was good for you, now it's not. Mm-hmm. Cholesterol caused heart attacks. No, they don't. Right? We can go on and on. All of the sun causes cancer. Well, actually, it prevents it. Selenium cures cancer. Oh, no, it doesn't. Yes, it does. And the science validates it.
And then we have situations like yesterday, when we were talking about yesterday was World Cancer Day, and pointed out the irony of the fact that one of the corporate sponsors of World Cancer Day was Amgen. Amgen, who makes a drug called Enbrel, has one of their listed side effects as cancer. What? Right. I mean, that's something that John Stewart would point out. I mean, and he does such a good job of using comedy to point out the irony, just like that segment that you were just referring to when he was talking about Israel. Mm-hmm. At the time, Israel had started an offensive, and he was pointing out the fact that if you come out and start to say something about Israel, even if it's like, I don't agree maybe with a policy or something like that, people just start jumping on you. Oh, you hate Jews. You're a Zionist pig. And he, you know, look, he's Jewish, you know, and he was pointing that out. You know, how you can't do that sort of thing without people being very hypocritical.
Yeah, my mom served in the Israeli army. She was the first woman to walk in the Negev Desert after the Six Days War of Independence. And she walked in the Negev Desert in high heels as a flight attendant at the time for El Al. And you know, she was with Ben Gurion, Moshe Dayan, Danny Kaye. I mean, you want to know the history of what went on over there. Of course, some people will say, now I'm the great evil because I have family there, right? But that's the whole point now. It's been so polarized that you can't speak clearly, ask questions, even challenge your own. Say, hey, what about this? Let's talk about it. No, you're shouted down. That's not a good sign. Someone says, it's not good for democracy. Screw democracy. I want a republic that protects the rights of a minority.
Here's the thing. Yesterday had nothing to do with Jewish or Jews or anything of that nature. Yes. You were talking about Nazi-like tactics. Now, John Stewart's Jewish. Okay.
I thought he should know better. I did.
Yes, but it had nothing to do with being, you know, a self-hating Jew or, you know, wanting to attack, you know, Jews because you use the term. Now, look, is it a sensitive issue? Yes, it is. The day before that, what were we talking about? We were talking about comments that Mary Cheney had made. People in drag and people
men in drag versus people playing.
Yeah. You know, it's sensitive issues. Yes. You know what? People are going to get offended. But I got to tell you, man, I've been reading some of these comments.
Right.
Holy cow. I mean, people are saying, you know, people are reacting to you saying that John Stewart was using Nazi-like tactics, and they're offended by that. But for some reason, these people don't seem to have any type of limit to the offensive language and the stuff that they're saying now about you. How can you point fingers at Robert Scott Bell for saying Nazi-like tactics and then turn around and say stuff like this about him? I'm trying to reconcile the two things here.
Yeah, there's no reconciliation. I mean, listen, they're saying I am a minion of our friend, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, because
you know
they
what?
Disagree
that's
with Mike.
That's why you don't use a webcam, because, yes, Robert Scott Bell is sitting in the chair. He's
really,
very
a
short yellow with big goggles. And yeah.
Yes, with one eye. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm a minion. Of course, Mike didn't know anything about what I was doing on the air yesterday until I called him after just to let him know, hey, look out, and we might get some barbs at us because, you know, I just happened to call out John Stewart on this thing.
I don't know. Look, it's so funny because a lot of these people are wanting to point fingers at people like you, Mike Adams, stuff like that, and do the whole, hey, look at the wacko tinfoil hat wear people. But you know what? In reading these comments here, and this is on the Mediaite thing here, I'm going down the list here. And if I had, I'm not trying to go into the name calling thing here, but I mean, this is one giant big bunch of wacko balls that are commenting here on with the stuff that they're saying. It's
thankfully, Super Don, we have somebody to calm the waters, talk some sense, get our guts in check. I love her dearly. Her name, Donna Gates from the Body Ecology Diet. Donna, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
I miss you when you're away, and I'm so glad that you invited me and honored that you invited me to take part in this online Healthy Gut Summit.
Well, it's a pretty special summit. I spent I put together a dream list of people that I wanted to interview, you know, because they were experts, and I thought, gosh, if I get five or six people to say yes, I'm so lucky. And every single one of them said yes, so that was the beginning. And then when you and I were together in Autism One, like last May, we started talking, and you said, well, you know, homeopathy is really good for the gut. And I said, really? I had no idea it was. And then when we did the interview together, it was an amazing interview, one of the very best. So I was so excited. I told everybody, I said, you will not believe this interview, that who would have ever thought that homeopathy has such a profound effect on the gut.
You know, it's fascinating. Of course, I knew you when I was almost a snot-nosed kid in Atlanta learning homeopathy. That's how far back this goes.
Yeah.
Of course, our mutual wonderful friend Richard Thomas from our Thomas Deluxe in Atlanta, our favorite place to eat. And they, you know, he patterned his whole menu after he met you off of what you had done. And it's been wildly successful, and it's an institution there. And, you know, so we go way back with the gut.
Yeah, and Richard, recently the New York Times actually came in and did a whole article on him, and he mentioned, you know, me a bunch of times, and I was really thrilled that what they had done was they looked at a bunch of health restaurants around the country, and they picked the top three, and he was one, maybe I think it was the top one, so there was a whole, recently, like within the last 2 months or so, there was a whole, you know, New York Times article on how special the restaurant was. So I am really glad because we were quite advanced, way ahead of our time, really.
Oh, yeah. And he's amazing. And what happened there is amazing. And it's a godsend for those of you in Atlanta. If you ever go to Atlanta and you want to experience the Body Ecology Diet, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's not a Waffle House, of course.
Well, you know, he put things on the menu that were very daring because I was teaching him how good fermented foods were, and he added them. Of course, in the beginning, people would not eat them, and he'd be throwing away a lot of them when they came back into the kitchen. But after a while, particularly as the message got out more and more there in Atlanta, people started realizing they came especially for, you know, I think he lost a lot of customers that were used to a really bad diet, and then he gained a lot of customers that really wanted to eat well, and of course, they love the fermented vegetables, so now he makes a ton of them. And he does a lot of cool things, sea vegetables, grains, like millet and quinoa that you just don't get when you eat out anywhere else. A lot of vegetables, kale and collard greens, and it's just a really unique.
Donna, you're making me hungry. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's dinner time here where I am.
Well, coming back to the gut and the healthy gut summit, again, I will tell you, and I don't remember all because we talk about these things and record them in advance and prepare them so they're just right for everybody that does the summit. I know I revealed things that I've never talked about on the radio, too. So if you want more healthy gut than I've ever thrown out on my own show, I would encourage you to sign up. It's free. And we have a link at robertscottbell.com. There's a banner. I picked one of the banners out that has me. Jeffrey Smith is participating and others. Maybe we should go over all the lineup because it's a pretty impressive lineup.
Oh, it is. My friend, Dr. Hyla Cass, was with me, and I was working on it, and she heard me talking about the people who were on there, and she kept saying, "Really? You got him?" And I said, "Yeah." And the more and more I kept telling who was on there, she was just, like, blown away. And she's, like, very famous and speaks all over herself, but mm-hmm. she couldn't believe the lineup. So there's a lot of real experts that doctors would know about, like Dr. Jeffrey Bland, Dr. Leo Gallen, Dr. Karazian, and I just want to tell you what each one of them does. So Dr. Karazian wrote a really great book on the thyroid and the brain, but of course there's this huge gut-brain connection, but what every single one of them do very well.
Ooh, hold that thought. This is the cliffhanger. We got to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Every single
okay.
one of them do very
yes.
well. Everybody remember, Donna Gates is going to tell us, and we'll tell you how you can participate and all the wonderful things you're going to get. The Healthy Gut Summit online, Donna Gates, the Body Ecology Diet. All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back after this with more good gut health than Donna Gates.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, but you better sign up quick. We got you covered. The Healthy Gut Summit online, thanks to Donna Gates. You know her from the Body Ecology Diet and so much more. And we have a link up, a banner, if you will, or a poster at robertscottbell.com in the show notes. Just click it. It'll take you where. What? Why would you want to sign up? Besides me, of course. Why would they want to sign up, Donna?
Gosh, because the speakers I was about to mention, that several people are talking about parasites. And, you know, there's that you don't hear much about parasites. Years ago, people talked about them, but lately it's just been a topic that's been dropped. So Leo Gallen and Anne Louise Gittleman, she wrote a book, Guess What Came to Dinner, that was quite popular years ago. And she's been kind of out of the circuit. You can't get to these people normally to hear from them. And then, but her talk on both of their talks on parasites are fantastic. And we talk about the rope worm, which people are finding a lot of today, which I think. Oh, and then Jeffrey Smith, you mentioned him, but you know he talks about all the things that are just happening in the gut with genetically modified foods, and it's horrifying, really and truly. I knew they weren't good for the gut, but oh my gosh, when I hung up, I just like
I know
stunned.
It's devastating. And again, that's why all the more reason why I focus so heavily on healing the gut for everybody listening.
Well, you have to do that. That's why this summit is so important. You know, everybody knows gluten isn't good for you, and they're trying to probably go on gluten-free diets, but there's so much more to that than you would ever know, and Tom O'Brien's like considered the top expert in the world on that, probably. Mark David did a great talk on eating psychology in the gut. So, yes, our feelings and how we eat for the wrong reasons, then the effect that has in our gut. Jacob Teitelbaum, he's a medical doctor that talks about fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and autoimmune illnesses. Allison Seebecker talks about small intestinal bowel overgrowth. It is a very big problem. People do not know they have SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. They're getting bacteria up in the small intestine where it's not supposed to be. Not, you shouldn't have good or bad bacteria up there. And when you do, you have a lot of, can't eat. You can't digest foods. You react to the foods you're eating. So her talk on, you know, how to know you have it and what to do about it is fantastic. Mark Hyman, Martha Herbert is a brilliant doctor at Harvard. She talks about the gut-brain connection. But another, Dr. Skrozian, that I was mentioning before, he talks about the gut-brain connection. But, you know, they all come to this from a totally different point of view. And John Hicks talks about CBD, you know, which we both know.
John Hicks, we love. I've written a chapter with Ty Bollinger in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, about it. The regeneration of the gut is everything, and I think I may have even added the CBD into our discussion. Again, I don't recall, but there was so much that we did together, Donna.
We did. Yeah. I think we talked about it again, too.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, I don't know if people know about CBD, but it's a pretty extraordinary, you know, it comes from the marijuana, the hemp industrial plant. Doesn't have the THC, and it's perfectly legal to take, but there's all these receptors in the gut that it hits and has a wonderful calming effect. Every single person shared extraordinary information. This is like going to get a PhD in college, I think. And we sent we invited a lot of medical people, and it's a huge part of the number of the people that have signed up are other doctors, because they want to learn this too. They know how important it is to know about the microbiome, this world inside our gut, and they know that the gut's the most important thing to fix. You know, so that probably at least, well, we have about 60,000 people signed up to listen to it. I'd say maybe close to, 40% of them are medical doctors.
Wow.
They want to know this too.
They're going to be shocked what I reveal. I'll tell you that.
Yes, they are. That's what I'm so excited about, because it's a sleeper. It's like, who would have thought it, basically?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm blessed to know you. It's so great that you're doing so well, and I look forward to seeing you when we can get together, perhaps if you're going to be out at the Anaheim Expo West this year. I think I'm coming out for that.
I definitely will be. Let's definitely plan to get together for that.
That will be great.
Soon.
And maybe we can update our listeners here on Wednesday when I'm actually on. Those who have forgotten to sign up, we'll get a reminder. We'll get Donna Gates back on from Bodycology Diet, the Healthy Gut Summit online. Click the link at robertscottbell.com. It'll take you right there. Sign up. It's free, and it's amazing. Donna's not exaggerating. Donna, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, my gut is happier and healthier already. All right, tomorrow we go where? Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King. You're going to love it. It's always great. The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact.
chat with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.